See, when you become more goal-driven and purpose-driven, you can become more excited and obsessed over your life. And this is where you want to be. You want to get to a place where you can be excited about you, or you could be excited about your life, or you can be excited about the great things you have going, what's new, what you're working towards, what you're doing right now, being in that now moment. All of that is important. Welcome to The Rainey Howard Show, where listeners transform their lives with messages on mental, emotional, and spiritual growth, inspiring happy lives and healthy relationships. Enjoy this new episode. So did you know that there is a purpose for your life? Yes, you have a purpose. You are here for a reason. There is something specific for you to do and to accomplish in this life. You are here with gifts and talents, emotions, dreams. There's so much for you to contribute into this world. However, when you lack purpose, when you lack clarity on what it is you are called to do, it can cause distraction in your life. It can also cause you to be influenced by things that don't support you, or they aren't aligned with your purpose and the goals that you may have. So I'm going to share with you things that you can begin to do to establish more purpose and more focus in your life. But first, I want to share four signs that you can look out for just to show you you're in this place where you're lacking purpose. The number one sign you want to look out for is when you are constantly distracted by what's wrong. You're so focused on what's wrong in your life that you can't see all the wonderful, amazing things that are going right. See, you have a really hard time seeing things that you can be grateful for. You have a hard time of being able to appreciate the things that are around you, and you focus on what's wrong. You can get in the habit of beating up on yourself and telling yourself you're not good enough. You need to be better. Maybe you find yourself being a perfectionist and trying to be perfect at everything. This is a sign that you're in a place where you're lacking purpose. And the reason why you get this way is because you get distracted by all the things that are going wrong. And because you're not focused and driven with your goals and your purpose, your mind automatically shifts to other things that distract you from being on the path of your goal. But when you have goals in front of you, when you have a purpose in front of you, you can be aligned and focused on what it is you are seeking to accomplish. So have you seen this? Maybe other people you know where they're always complaining. They're just so negative. They're constantly talking about what's wrong instead of what's right. It's like their mind automatically goes towards what's not going right. I found myself in this place years ago, and I was actually in a state of depression because all I could focus on is what I didn't like about my life. I was constantly thinking about what needed to change, what wasn't working, how hard I was trying, how much I was struggling, that I didn't even realize how blessed I was and how much I had to be grateful for. And the only way that I could get out of that place of depression and stress and anxiety was to begin to focus on the things that I was thankful for. I began to start my mornings off with gratitude and speaking affirmations over my life, because before that, I was just in this dark place. And I want to encourage you, if you find yourself in that place, you can get out of it. You can begin to focus on what you're grateful for. Sign number two that you're lacking purpose is that you become so obsessed over people and situations. Why they are so wrong, why they need to listen, why they don't listen, what they do wrong, why they should change the way they do certain things. It's like you get so caught up in another person and trying to fix other people. You don't have any vision or some people say you don't have a life, get a life, because you're so overwhelmed with what other people are doing and what's the new news and what's happening with this celebrity and that person. But when you can really get focused on yourself, you begin to see your life transform. I remember just being in a state in my life, just being so consumed with social media and other issues and blogs and what was going on with people and situations. I remember one time I was just journaling and listening in and praying, and I just received this message like, become your own social media, become your own life. And get more excited about the life that you're actually living versus being so obsessed over what other people are doing and what's happening outside of yourself. See, when you become more goal-driven and purpose-driven, you can become more excited and obsessed over your life. And this is where you want to be. You want to get to a place where you can be excited about you, or you could be excited about your life, or you can be excited about the great things you have going, what's new, what you're working towards, what you're doing right now, being in that now moment. All of that is important. And the number three sign you want to look for when you're lacking purpose is you constantly repeat the past. If you think about it, think about your life last year or the year before. Does the life you have right now, the things that are going on in your life right now, are they very, very, very similar to what you did in your past? Because if so, you're repeating so many things of your past because you're not learning the lessons from the past. Instead, you're just moving forward and repeating the same things. I've talked to so many women who were in toxic relationships and negative relationships, and they tell me they find themselves in the same type of relationship with different guys. These same guys are just negative, toxic users. And they don't understand why they keep attracting the same type of relationship, because it's really not helpful. And so you want to ask yourself, are you learning from the past in order to grow and evolve in your present now moment? Are you learning what you did wrong and what you can do right next time? See, this is how you begin to create new habits, have new goals, and create a new purpose for your life. You deserve this. You deserve to spend time analyzing your situations and your relationships and your circumstances and how you can grow and become better. This is very important for you when it comes to aligning yourself with the life you really desire. Think about that. What does that life look like? What does it feel like? What are you doing in this new life that you desire? You deserve it. You deserve the best. And I want you to begin to pursue that for yourself and embrace that for yourself, because you are deserving of it. So instead of repeating the past, let's begin to think about your future and envision your future. Envision how it can look. Envision some of the things you will see yourself doing in the future. And finally, the number four sign that you want to look out for when it comes to you lacking purpose is you begin to create unnecessary stress and anxiety in your life. And the way that you do this is because, just like sign number one, you're focused on what's going wrong. And as you do that, that creates more stress and more anxiety in your life. So you need to begin to just move forward. You got to just look at it like, I cannot look back. I cannot focus on what didn't work out. I cannot focus on who didn't have my back that should have had my back. I have to move forward. I have to grow through this. I have to pursue more. I know that I'm living this life. This life is sacred. I have a purpose. I have a calling. There are things for me to do, and I cannot afford to be held back. I can no longer be held back by anxiety and fear and stress. And so you got to begin to be intentional about practicing your self-care routine every day, making sure that you are surrounding yourself with peace and love and joy, and you're resting and you're going to therapy if that's what you desire, or you're doing the journaling work, you're doing the meditation work, you're stretching out your body, you're doing the yoga, you're drinking the water that's necessary for your body and the fresh fruits and juices, and you're eating the clean food, the vegetables and all of that good stuff, because this is you creating a new life, creating a life of purpose, a life of prosperity, a life of joy and a life of peace. This is the life you deserve. I want to give you some tips that you can begin to apply in your life right now, today, to begin to create a life of purpose. First, I want you to know that you can gain more purpose in your life through goal setting. Goal setting is so important. It's you programming your mind, giving your mind a vision, a direction on where to go, where to draw your life. So this is so important. Think about the life you desire to live. What are the things you want to accomplish? How do you envision yourself being? What are you looking like? What are you doing? What are the things you're enjoying? Who are the people you're in relationships with? How are those relationships? What do those relationships feel like? You want to become very specific about the things you desire in your life. What is the career you desire? What are you doing? Write down some of the goals and the things that you can see yourself doing. But first, I want you to make a list of everything that's going right in your life right now. I want you to write out all the amazing things that's happening for you, that's going great. The fact that you're here, you exist, you woke up this morning, you can breathe in and breathe out. You know, there are people in a hospital that need breathing machines to help them breathe. You are so blessed that you can breathe in and breathe out without even thinking about it. I want you to find some things to be grateful for. Write it out. All the things that you are grateful for in your life. And then I want you to read over this gratitude list each and every day. Find the best time of the day for you to read over it. It could be in the morning or it could be at night before you go to bed. Just make sure that you're committed to reading through this gratitude list, because this is going to help you to create more purpose and to transform your life. Next, I want you to write down 1 to 3 things that you would like to accomplish in your life. 1 to 3 goals. What do you want to do? Do you want to get more fit, more healthy? Do you want to be more financially stable? What is it you want to do? Write it out. 1 to 3 things. Then I want you to make a habit as well to read this goal list each and every day, in the mornings or at night, just to program your mind to think about what you're working towards, that 1 to 3 goal list that you are pursuing. I want you to think about it each and every day. Now, you don't want to go over 3 because that can be overwhelming. So just start off with your top 3 goals. Maybe it's 1. That's even great. Focus on something you can focus on and be aware of each and every day. Next, I want you to be intentional about taking action towards your goals. So then you want to make a list. How can I begin to take action towards the goals that you have on that list? Let's say the goal is to be healthy. How can you begin to be more healthy? Get more rest, more sleep, change your schedule, drink more water, exercise. What is it that you can begin to do? Begin to make a list of things that you can do each day to take action towards accomplishing your goal. And finally, I want to encourage you to create a routine that's going to create more peace and more focus and clarity in your life. Do this each and every day and watch your life transform. You will begin to live a life of more purpose and fulfillment. Now it's time for Ask Rainey. I have a question from Lana, and she's saying, I'm feeling stuck after being in a failed relationship. It has consumed my life and I'm having a tough time moving forward. Please share advice on how I can begin to heal. Lana, first of all, I want to thank you for your question. And I want to encourage you to know that oftentimes relationships and situations are only in our lives for a season. And although it can be painful and it can be very hurtful when seasons end and we have emotions and feelings and love for people who are no longer in relationship with us, I want to encourage you to understand that this is a part of life and that in order for you to continue to grow and pursue a more purpose-driven life, it's going to require you to make new habits. And these new habits are going to help you to heal. And when I talk about new habits, because a lot of times we're not aware that our minds, our emotions, our body, our spirits are so connected with our relationships. So it requires us to have new habits for our mind, our body, and our spirit in order to heal properly from a relationship. And so these new habits are going to be included in your daily routine. And I want you to also consider journaling and releasing some of your feelings through therapy, through meditation, through prayer, whatever that helps you to release. I want to encourage you to do that. But you want to sit with your feelings. You don't want to avoid it. You don't want to be naive to what's going on. You don't want to neglect it, but you want to be aware of how you're feeling and what's going on in your life. And so I just want to encourage you to feel the feelings and allow yourself to heal. Encourage yourself, be there for yourself, nurture yourself, be your best friend right now. This is a transitional season for you and it's okay. You can heal from this. So I want to encourage you to begin to practice the techniques that I shared in this video to begin living a more purpose-driven life. I want to thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. Be sure to hit subscribe and follow the Rainey Howard Show podcast. I want to also encourage you to share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. It's so important that we understand that we have purpose for our life, and it is time for us to be intentional about pursuing the purpose that we have. You can also check this video podcast out on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/Rainey Howard. Feel free to subscribe to my YouTube channel because I'll be sharing podcast videos as well as other videos that may not make it to the podcast. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Rainey Howard. I am so excited to connect with all of you. You can also visit my website at raineyhoward.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and I look forward to connecting in the next episode.